Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 49, Mixing of Rasas. As already described, there are 12 different kinds of rasas, or ecstatic relationships, which are shared with Krishna. 5 of these rasas are direct, and they are listed as neutrality, servitude, fraternal love, parental love, and conjugal love. 7 of the rasas are indirect, and they are listed as humor, astonishment, chivalry, compassion, anger, dread, and ghastliness. The 5 direct rasas are eternally manifest in the Vaikuntha world, the spiritual kingdom, whereas the 7 indirect rasas are eternally manifest and unmanifest in Gokula Vrindavan, where Krishna displays his transcendental pastimes in the material world. Very often, in addition to one's regular rasa, there is found the presence of some other rasa, and the mixture of these loving humors is sometimes compatible or palatable, and sometimes incompatible or unpalatable. The following is a scientific analysis of the compatibility and incompatibility of the mixtures of these various rasas or loving moods. When in the rasa of neutral love or shanta rasa there are found traces of ghastliness or astonishment, the result is compatible. When with this neutral love there are manifestations of conjugal love, chivalry, anger, or dread, the result is incompatible. When, in the ecstasy of a serving humor, there are manifestations of dread, neutral love, or chivalry, such as dharmavira and dhanavira, the result is compatible. The ecstasy of devotional service in chivalry, yuddhavira, and anger are directly produced by Krishna himself. With the ecstasy of fraternal love, a mixture of conjugal love, laughter, or chivalry is highly compatible. And with the same fraternal love, a mixture of dread or parental love is most incompatible. Although there are gulfs of differences between them, with the ecstasy of parental affection, a mixture of laughter, compassion, or dread is compatible. And with the ecstasy of parental love, there is a mixture of conjugal love, chivalry, or anger that is incompatible. With the ecstasy of devotion in conjugal love, a mixture of laughter or fraternity is compatible. According to certain expert opinions, in the ecstasy of conjugal love, the feelings of chivalry, known as yuddhavira and dharmavira, are the only compatible additions. According to this view, except for these two humors, all other manifestations are taken as incompatible with conjugal love. With the ecstasy of devotional laughter, a mixture of dread, conjugal love, or parental love is compatible, whereas a mixture of compassion or ghastliness is incompatible. With the ecstasy of devotion in astonishment, a mixture of chivalry or neutral love is compatible, whereas a mixture of anger or dread is always incompatible. With the ecstasy of devotional chivalry, a mixture of astonishment, laughter, or servitude is compatible, whereas a mixture of dread or conjugal love is incompatible. According to some expert opinions, the ecstasy of neutral love is always compatible with devotional service in chivalry. With the ecstasy of compassion in devotional service, a mixture of anger or parental love is compatible, whereas a mixture of laughter, conjugal love, or astonishment is always incompatible. With the ecstasy of anger in devotional service, a mixture of compassion or chivalry is compatible. And whereas a mixture of laughter, conjugal union, or dread is completely incompatible. With the ecstasy of dread in devotional service, a mixture of ghastliness or compassion is compatible. With the ecstasy of chivalry in devotional service, a mixture of conjugal union, laughter, or anger is always incompatible. In the ecstasy of ghastliness in devotional service, feelings of neutral love, laughter, or servitude are compatible, whereas feelings of conjugal union and fraternity are incompatible. And so, the above analysis is a sample of the study of rasa abhasa, or incompatible mixing of rasas. This transcendental science of rasa abhasa can thoroughly explain the humors in ecstatic love, which are either compatible or incompatible with one another. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, many poets and devotees used to come to Lord Chaitanya and offer their different kinds of poetry. But the regulation was that Lord Chaitanya's secretary, Swarupa Damodar, first examined all of these writings scrutinizingly. And if he would find that there were no incompatibilities in the rasas or transcendental mellows, then he would allow the poet to approach Lord Chaitanya and recite his poetry. The topic of incompatibility is a very important one, and those who are pure devotees always expect to find perfect compatibility in descriptions of the different relationships with the personality of Godhead. The study of compatibility and incompatibility sometimes becomes very involved, and a hint of why this is so is given as follows. Just as when a friend meets another friend, the mellow produced out of that meeting is generally taken as very palatable. But actually, with such meetings between two friends, there are so many feelings involved that it is difficult to ascertain when these feelings are actually becoming compatible and when they are becoming incompatible. So, expert literary scholars have analyzed the rasas, which are compatible with one another, by contrasting the various rasas in a particular mixture under the names whole and part. And according to this method, the prominent feeling is called the whole, and the subordinate feeling is called the part. The following statement elucidates the subject of part and whole. All living entities are just like sparks from the supreme fire, and as such, I do not know if I, a tiny spark, shall be able to engage myself in the transcendental loving service of this supreme fire, Lord Krishna. In this statement, the feelings of neutral love are taken as the whole, whereas the desire to serve the Lord is taken as the part. Actually, in the Brahman effulgence, there is no chance for reciprocation of loving ecstasy between the Lord and the devotee. There is another quotation from a devotee who laments as follows. Alas, I am still trying to relish different pleasurable states from this body, which is simply some skin covering mucus, semen, and blood. And in this state of consciousness, I am so condemned that I cannot relish the transcendental ecstasy of remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this statement, there are two ecstatic loving humors, namely neutrality and ghastliness. Neutrality is taken here as the whole, whereas the ecstasy of ghastliness is the part. There is a similar statement by a devotee as follows. Now I shall begin my service of fanning the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is seated on a golden throne. Krishna is the Supreme Parabrahman in his eternal transcendental form with a cloudy blackish complexion. Now I shall give up my affection for this material body, which is nothing but a bunch of flesh and blood. So herein also there is a combination of servitude and ghastliness, where the ecstasy of servitude is taken as the whole and the ecstasy of ghastliness is taken as the part. There is another statement as follows. Oh, when shall I be freed from this mode of ignorance? And being thus purified, when shall I attain the stage of serving Krishna eternally? For only then shall I be able to worship Krishna, always observing his lotus eyes and beautiful face. In this statement, the whole is the ecstasy of neutrality, and the part is servitorship. There is another statement as follows. Please look at this devotee of the Lord, who is dancing just from remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. For simply by observing his dancing, you will lose all interest in even the most beautiful of women. In this statement, the whole is in neutrality, and the part is in ghastliness. One devotee boldly said, My dear Lord, now I am turning my face from any thought of association with young girls. And as far as Brahman realization is concerned, well, I have lost all interest because I am completely absorbed in thinking about you. And being absorbed so blissfully, why, I have lost all other desires, even the desire for mystic powers. For now my mind is attracted only to worshiping your lotus feet. In this statement, the whole is the ecstasy of neutrality, and the part is chivalry. In another statement, Subala is addressed thus. My dear Subala, the damsels of Vrindavana who had the opportunity of enjoying Krishna's kissing must be the foremost of all the fortunate women in the world. In this example, the ecstasy of fraternal devotional service is the whole, and the ecstasy of conjugal love is the part. The following statement was made by Krishna speaking to the gopis. My dear enchanted, do not gaze at me with longing eyes like this. Just be satisfied and return to your homes in Vrindavan. There is no necessity of your presence here. And while Krishna was joking in this way with the damsels of Braja, who with great hope had come to enjoy the rasa dance with Krishna, Subala was also on the scene, and he began to look at Krishna with wide, laughing eyes. Subala's feelings contained a mixture of fraternity and laughter in devotional service. Fraternity considered here to be the whole, and the laughter considered the part. The following example contains a mixture of ecstatic fraternity and laughter, taken respectively as the whole and the part. When Krishna saw that Subala, in the dress of Radharani, was silently hiding under the shade of a beautiful Ashoka tree on the bank of the Yamuna, Krishna immediately arose from his seat in surprise. And upon seeing Krishna, Subala tried to hide his laughter by covering his cheeks. There is also an example of a mixture of parental love and compassion in devotional service. When Mother Yashoda was thinking that her son Krishna was walking in the forest without any umbrella or shoes, Yashoda became greatly perturbed, thinking of how much difficulty Krishna must have been feeling. In this example, the whole is the parental love and the part is compassion. There is the following example of a mixture of parental love and laughter. A friend of Mother Yashoda once told her, "My dear Yashoda, your son has very cunningly stolen a lump of butter from my home. And just to make me blame my own son for Krishna's mischief, Krishna has smeared some of the butter on my son's face while he was sleeping." So upon hearing this, Mother Yashoda simply shook her curved eyebrows, for Yashoda could only look at her friend with a smiling face. Oh, may Mother Yashoda bless everyone with this smiling attitude. In this example, the whole is the parental love and the part is the laughter. There is an example of a mixture of several humors with devotional service as follows. When Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill with his left hand, Krishna's hair became scattered all over his shoulders, and Krishna appeared to be perspiring. So when Mother Yashoda saw this scene, she began to tremble. Then, as she stared at the scene with broadened eyes, Yashoda then saw Krishna begin to exhibit varieties of facial caricatures. Mother Yashoda then became very happy and began to smile. And then again, when Yashoda thought that Krishna was holding up the hill for such an extremely long time, her clothes became soaked with perspiration. May Mother Yashoda, who was known as Vrajeshwari, protect the whole universe by her infinite mercy. In this example, the whole is parental love, and the parts are dread, wonder, laughter, compassion, etc. There is an example of a mixture of conjugal love and fraternal affection when Srimati Radharani once said, "Oh, my dear friends, just see how Krishna is resting his hand on the shoulder of Subala, who is dressed up just like a young girl. I think Krishna must be sending some message to me through Subala." The purport of this is that the superiors of Radharani do not like Krishna or his cowherder friends to associate with Radha. And therefore, these friends sometimes clothe themselves in female dress so that they can give Radharani a message from Krishna. In this example, the whole is conjugal love and the part is fraternity. The following is an example of a mixture of conjugal love and laughter in devotional service. Krishna, in the dress of a young girl, once told Radharani, "Oh, you hard-hearted girl, do you not know that I am your sister? So, why are you unable to recognize me? Be merciful upon me, and please capture my shoulders and embrace me with love." And while Krishna was dressed up exactly like Radharani, Krishna was speaking these nice words, and Radha could understand Krishna's purpose. But because Radha was in front of her many superiors, she simply smiled and did not say anything. In this instance, the ecstasy of conjugal love is taken as the whole, and the ecstasy of laughter is taken as the part. The following illustrates a mixture of several feelings. When one of the consort friends of Chandravali saw that Krishna was preparing to fight with the Vrisha Asura demon, she began to think, "Oh, how wonderful Krishna is!" Krishna's mind is captivated by the eyebrows of Chandravali in a smiling spirit, and Krishna's snake-like arms are on the shoulder of his friends. And at the same time, Krishna is roaring like a lion just to encourage Vrisha Asura to fight with him. So this is an example of conjugal love, fraternity, and chivalry. The conjugal love is taken here as the whole, and the fraternity and chivalry are taken as the parts. When Kubja caught hold of Krishna's yellow garment, because Kubja was feeling almost lusty with sex urge, Krishna simply bowed down his head with his cheeks glowing in front of the many people who were standing there laughing. This is an example of a mixture of ecstatic conjugal love and laughter. The laughter is taken as the whole, and the conjugal love is taken as the part. The cowherder boy Vishal, who was attempting to fight with Bhadrasena, was addressed by another cowherder boy as follows: "Why are you attempting to show your chivalrous spirit before me? Before this, you even attempted to fight with Sri Dama. But you must know that Sri Dama does not even care to fight with hundreds of Balarams. So, why are you acting so enthusiastically when you actually have no importance at all?" This is an example of a mixture of devotional fraternity and chivalry. The chivalry is taken as the whole, and the fraternity is taken as the part. Shishupal was habituated to calling Krishna ill names, and by his insults irritated the sons of Pandu more than Shishupal irritated Krishna. The Pandavas therefore equipped themselves with all kinds of weapons just to kill Shishupal. Their feelings were a mixture of ecstatic anger and fraternity, the anger being taken as the whole and fraternity as the part. Once, Krishna was watching Sri Dama very expertly using his stick to fight with Balaram, who was an expert club fighter and who had even killed the Pralamba Asura. So, when Krishna saw Balaram finally defeated by Sri Dama, who was using only a small stick, Krishna became filled with pleasure and began to look upon Sri Dama with great wonder. In this instance, there is a mixture of astonishment, fraternity, and chivalry in devotional service. The fraternity and chivalry are considered the parts, and the astonishment is considered the whole. Expert analysis of these various kinds of mellows instruct us that when different mellows overlap one another, the mellow which is the whole or the prominent humor is called the permanent ecstasy. And it is confirmed in the Vishnu Dharmottara that when there are many mellows of devotional ecstasy mixed together, the prominent one or the whole is called the steady ecstasy of devotional service. Although the subordinate mellow may be manifest for a certain time, at length it will become merged into the prominent whole, and thus it is called an unconstitutional ecstasy of devotional service. There is a good analogy in this connection showing the relationship between the part and the whole. Vamana Dev is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he appeared to have been born as one of the brothers of Indra. Although Vamanadeva is sometimes taken as a less important demigod, Vamanadeva is actually the maintainer of Indra, king of the demigods. Thus, although sometimes Vamanadeva is considered to be a subordinate demigod, his actual position is that of the supreme whole, the source of the entire demigod system. And in the same way, a rasa, which is actually prominent, may sometimes appear to be manifest in a subordinate way, although its actual position is as the main or prominent loving feeling of the devotee. When an unconstitutional ecstasy of devotional service is manifest prominently at a certain time, it is still accepted as the part. If it is not very prominently manifest, it appears only slightly and then merges quickly back into the whole. At such times of slight appearance, no consideration is given to it. For just as when one is eating some palatable dishes, if one also eats a small blade of grass, he or she will not even taste it, nor will one care to distinguish what its taste is like. Thus ends chapter 49 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Mixing of Rasas, recorded April 28, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.